Tony, you got a letter from a company called Bluecrest Ireland inviting you to confirm a health screening. Now, as it happens, we now understand that the Advertising Authority of Ireland took issue with these letters. But tell us what your issue with the letter was.
My issue with the letter was it actually comes across as there is a problem out there for health, health problem out there for people in my age group. And the appointments, when you open the letter, you take out the letter from Bluecrest, it's big and bold, your health screening appointment, as though you've been selected because maybe there's something your doctor might have referred or something, you know what I mean? I'm in my 60s, and unfortunately, as you get older, I have to say, I'm pretty healthy, but as we get older, we have problems. And I took this, I got a bit of a fright when I first opened it. Was there something wrong with me that I needed to have checked up? And when you find out then, it's an actual advertising. There isn't an appointment, you have to ring in and confirm your appointment, but you have to read that information.
Yeah, I see. I have it here in front of me, Tony. It says, please call, and it gives a number, 1-800 number, to confirm your time. And then it has a box with priority code and this.
Exactly.
So did you feel that that was, as you say, some sort of a referral?
Oh, that I felt that this is something I had to do straight away. Obviously, no doctor, no, you know, even today when I go, if I go to my GP and he refers me to a doctor, I have to confirm that I'm going to make the appointment with, you know, they send out an appointment and say, confirm that you're going to be there. Same if I'm based in County Clare, or Regional Hospital, with my local hospital, and I would have, if I get an appointment with them, I would have to confirm it anyway. So this just is all reads to be a medical referral that needs to be looked after and followed up. Then you read through the paper, the rest of the print, you realise it's actually advertising, they're campaigning, they're scaring people, my age group, into thinking there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, because it does go on and give some health information, I suppose you could call it. Yeah. Talks about 80% of premature heart disease and stroke is preventable. And then it says that these health assessments that you're being asked to confirm your appointment with, it's like an NCT for your body. The good news is any problems are highlighted, they can usually be treated early, and it's a 63-point health check. Did you go along?
No, I did not. What annoyed me about this is the fact that, as I said, I thought my initial practice, I thought it was an official, you know, like the government give notification, we need screening for this, that, or the other thing, that they've discovered that the medical profession seem deemed necessary. Inoculation, you know yourself, there's been a big thing about the vaccines not being given to children this year.
Indeed.
Because of, yeah, so it's a warning that there's something out there that we need to check up on, and it's what it sounds like to me. But when you read through it, it's actually not. It's just basically saying, you know, in the end, it's advisable that you take these things if you can afford to do it. But the bottom line is that your initial impact is it's worries you, you know. And as I said, if I'm fortunate, and I genuinely mean this, I'm fortunate, I'm in pretty good health. But I mean, I know a lot of people who wouldn't be in such good health, and it would actually frighten them, you know.
And it's not a free screening test either, obviously, then.
Oh, it's not. No. It's not. No, you have to pay for it. You book in, and there's a charge. They tell you it's reassurance with 24-hour free private doctor and helpline. But it's a helpline, you know. If you take the booking, and it kind of gives the impression it's free, and it's not.
And the actual cost, I think, is it €149?
I moved to the 100 and something. I would have said 150, but that's I've forgotten the actual figure now. But at the end of the day, it's not free. It's something you pay for, and it's promoted as being a recommendation. That's the way I saw it. I read it anyway. My interpretation.
Because I presume a lot of people, maybe people in your own age group, Tony, would get correspondence from the HSE inviting you to, you know, the state screening programs.
Well, believe it or not, I haven't yet. And that's the truth of it. And this is why this kind of rocked me, because I thought this is playing on my age group, my generation, that we're getting old now, and now we can make a few bob here. And that's where.
Was there any indication, Tony, that the people who sent you the letter were aware of your age group?
No, but I've spoken to a few people who've had them, and they've all been in my age group, it seems to be. And that's another thing that kind of worries me, that these things do tend to come out targeted. And I presume this, we have to take that on board. It's part of modern social media. Information is gatherable, you know what I mean?
Indeed, everyone knows a lot more about us than we might like.
I know a few young people who are working in the cookie sales in business, and all the company like Bluecrest have to do is say, we want to target a couple of thousand or a couple of hundred thousand men and women in the 50 to 60, 70 age bracket, and that's it. They get a big list of people, names, addresses, and it's all available from social media because of the cookies that are now supposed to be taken off screen.
I'm looking here at the Advertising Standards Complaints Authority, or the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland. They had 10 complaints, apparently, and they were upheld. The committee considered that the language and layout used was likely to mislead. The emphasis on the word appointment, about important information about your health screening with a venue and a date, gave no indication to consumers that the material concerned was, in fact, advertising. That's pretty much what you're telling us, Tony.
I didn't realise, because it was in the post, and I would have complained to the advertising authority myself if I had realised that I could have done it, because I actually didn't. Because it came in the post, I didn't think it would be classed as advertising. But that's the reason I rang the Joe programme, because it comes across as a legitimate document. And what they're saying is right. The word appointment is three times as big as any of the other text on the document.
Yeah, and as you say, the heading "Important information about your health screening" does look quite specific.
It does, yeah, and they've made it very clear to make Bluecrest Ireland what they call it, and they've put it across in Osgoel again. You know, it just looks very official on the first opening of it. As I said, I personally believe it was very misleading. But the misleading side of it, I can understand. And unfortunately, there is an element out there in society. I mean, as I said to your researcher when I spoke to her earlier on, I still get mail telling me that I have to verify my bank account details, and people are getting scammed. We know that, and there's a big promotion about that, right? And this, is to my mind, is tantamount to basically playing on people's either inability to understand or follow. This is definitely misleading in a way that, you know, your first impression is that it's a medical appointment created by medical professionals for your health. In actual fact, as I said, it's advertising.
Well, that was certainly the view of the Advertising Standards Authority for Ireland. They said that it was in breach of sections 4.1 and 4.4 of the code. Looking through the detail of it, it says that there is a 63-point health check, that if you go along to this NCT for your body, as they call it.
My car doesn't get that. Do you know what I mean? And that's the truth of it. I mean, what 63.1. I mean, you've got blood pressure, you've got blood content, you've got respiratory, you've got brain activity. And I'd say that'd be, I mean, I'm not a medical man, but I've been on the planet a while. And I reckon that's as much as you need. 63-point check, I just don't know, you know.
I suppose there is a chance, Tony, should we say, that somebody would go along for one of these health checks and maybe discover there is something that they should be taking care of.
If you're conscious of your health, you go to your doctor and your doctor tells you what you do and you don't need. I mean, there's wording in this. Now I don't have the document in front of me anymore, but I can remember now as we're talking. I can remember there was something in the region of 8,000 or 10,000 strokes a year in Ireland. You know, basically highlighting the fact that people are dropping like flies. In other words, you know, yes, people have strokes, people have ill health. But 9 times out of 10, if you're attending your doctor, they're putting you on warning for that. I know a few people who've had strokes, but they knew they were coming. Do you know what I mean? And they've been given warnings to cut back on drink or cut back on smoking or whatever. I myself am a born again non-smoker. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our culture to smoke. You know.
Okay, stay with us there, Tony, because we've got Emmanuel Sweeney on the line. Emmanuel, you got one of these letters.
Yeah, I got one of these letters, and I did think that the headline, "Your next appointment," was preemptive, in the sense that you have to make your own decisions about your health and what checks you want to have and so on and so forth. Now, the actual idea of having a comprehensive health check, I've no problem with that whatsoever. I think it's actually a positive. However, that letter was preemptive in terms of the decision you would make yourself. But leaving that aside, an issue that I would have a question over is the confidentiality of the information they acquire. For example, if they have a 65-point information on my health, the question is, where does that information go? Is it guaranteed confidentiality? Is there any connection with any health insurance company? I'm only speculating now.
Well, I suppose we should say that if a company is operating in this space, they are no doubt compliant with GDPR. This would be a huge issue for them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that with the whole issue of big data on the internet now and the buying and selling of information, which is a major product in the world now, the question is, if that company closed or went into liquidation, where would that information go? Would that information, like, a lot of information is collected and it's sold on, and people don't realise that their information is being passed on to other marketing agencies and so on. And I'm just raising the point. I'm not saying that there's anything incorrect in any way. I'm basically just raising the point that I felt myself that I had an issue of the confidentiality of the information that they would acquire about my health or anyone's health who would go for that particular.
Well, I suppose we do all have to be more aware now of what information companies are gathering about us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I have no issue around. I think that it's a very positive thing for people to be getting their health checked at all levels when you're getting older. It's a total positive. I've nothing. That's a total good thing. But as I say, my concern was that there was a certain element, as the gentleman already raised, about your next appointment. I mean, that it presumes that you already had an arrangement where you would have a next appointment, and then the issue of confidentiality. They're the only issues I would be concerned with.
Okay. Tony, you wanted to get back in there.
On the confidentiality thing, I know you mentioned the new regulations, the GDP, but I think that's a lot of nonsense. I recently went on to pay my telephone bill. I won't mention the company now at the moment because I'm having a dispute with them at the moment. I went on to the telephone company. If I want to pay online, I have to accept their terms and conditions. Their terms and conditions have about 40 or 50 pages of information for each element of their service. So if you're using broadband, if you're using a mobile phone, a landline, or whatever, you have to go in and agree. And nobody reads all that stuff. So the GDP regulations have been gotten by, and the same thing applies if you go on a website now. You're asked, we collect cookies, what do you want to do? And if you check to make your own decisions, you're left with reams of information. You'd want to be legal to actually find out the loopholes.
I have to say, I do wonder about that, because anything you click on online now, it asks you, do you accept or do you want to manage your and I wonder how many people go to the trouble of managing what data is going to be taken.
Have you ever looked at any of these agreements?
They're pretty comprehensive, you could say.
And they're in legalese, which means the average Joe Soap won't understand them. It's the same with the advertising for finances on the TV. The bottom strip of information is put out there. It's so hard to read, you're only halfway through it when it goes off the screen. So you never get all the information, you know.
Another issue, Tony, that you had was with all these companies or these people who are now sending off their DNA to find out their, ancestry.
DNA is, in my opinion, is the biggest, I'm very concerned about it, because bear in mind, the single most incriminating data anybody could have in you is your DNA. You can deny fingerprints, you can deny blood type. DNA is supposed to be irrefutable. If somebody has a copy of your DNA, they can do whatever they like with it. And like that again, they're advertising on programs now to send off your DNA to find out if your relatives in Timbuktu. You know.
Yeah, I think everyone will have seen those ads. Yeah.
Correct. And all it is, in my opinion, it's Big Brother getting all the data they can have on you. The problem I have with it is, unfortunately, we've just heard about British Airways being fined $183 million for their data bank being hacked. You know, if somebody hacks your DNA, you're in real trouble.
You are, but I suppose somebody would say that DNA is only incriminating if you've done something wrong.
that's the oldest. So if you've nothing to worry about, you don't need to. You know, that's a load of rubbish. You have nothing to worry about. Would you give me the balance of your bank account or give me the bank account details? You have nothing to worry about. We need privacy of some sort. That's human nature.
So what are you saying, that there should be some
sort of control?
Control over DNA in particular.
Yeah, this random pick every Joe Soap sent in your DNA is, in my opinion, is very, very dangerous.
No, but nobody has forced them to do it, Tony.
No, but you look, you're in the industry of media. You know the power of advertising, and people are spending millions on it. Some of the advertising ads are better than the programs. And I've actually timed it last night. Advertising now is taking up 4.5 minutes of breaks for every 8 minutes of TV. I only timed it last night, right? So you're getting half as much advertising as you are getting TV. And the reason I timed it, funny enough, was because I watched a program on streaming TV, and when I wanted to watch an episode last night on TV, it was nearly double the length of time. So it turns out that the advertising, and there's a reason that they're spending all that money on advertising, it works. So you're right, you're nobody holding a gun to people's heads, but they're convincing them that it's the right thing to do.
Indeed. Okay, can I leave you there 1 second, Tony? I want to go to Robert Norton, because you had a good experience with Bluecrest.
I did. Now, it's probably a couple of years ago. I didn't, by the way, receive this latest mail shot that people are talking about at the moment, and I see that it got a bad report from somebody or other, so I can't speak about it. But a couple of years ago, I did. In fact, with my wife, got a letter offering their services. She didn't go for it, but I rang them up, and I did. And I have to say, I found it very good value. I got a very good report, very exhaustive. I couldn't complain about them. I thought they were very good, and as I say, very good value. Now, I've since heard from them twice, and for one reason or another, I didn't go for it, but I certainly wouldn't be complaining. And I have to say, with respect to your other contributors, there's a strong degree of paranoia coming from certain quarters there, I think.
Tony Gleeson, you're paranoid.
No, I'm not paranoid, and I actually am delighted that somebody's got some good out of it, and I'm filled to pieces that somebody's actually benefited from it. I never, for not one minute, have I disputed the fact that they're capable or not in performing the duties that they're offering. What I'm worried about and what I'm annoyed about is that they actually put it is advertising. They should say, we are a company. We believe that we have a service that you might be interested in. We understand that there's a problem in health. In the elderly in our society, and we believe we have a means of checking up beforehand. They didn't do that. They said, we have an appointment for you. You need to confirm it, because people are having strokes all over.
Can I butt in there?
Robert.
Okay. Yeah, I was offered. I mean, the way they operate is they will send you the thing and they say, we have arranged a provisional appointment on a certain date. If you want to go ahead, ring up and confirm. I mean, there's nothing compelling you to do it.
But is it not a bit of a hard sell, Robert, is that not a bit of a hard sell for people when it comes to a health issue?
Yeah. But I mean, they also, I mean, I can't understand, I mean, any approach I got from them, they were saying, we can offer you scanning. It is very good for you to have scanning. You can foresee problems that are coming down the line and so on. If you want to go ahead, give us a ring.
Sorry.
And if you don't,
could you not get something as good and as important done by your GP and you wouldn't have to fork over €149?
Euro? I'm sure you could. I know somebody who entered the matter private. He was given a present by his children, and he went in to get a full health check in the matter, and it cost a lot of money. I won't tell you exactly how much, but it would have been multiples of the fee that Bluecrest are charging. Having said that, it would have been much more comprehensive. It would have included CTI scans, CT scans, and one thing and another. But I do think, I have no axe to grind, I do think the service they're offering is very good value, and I found them very professional.
Thanks for that, Robert. John, you wouldn't agree.
No, I would not agree, no.
Tell me about your experience with Bluecrest.
Well, my wife has had medical problems this last 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years. And we got this letter from that Bluecrest, and we said, we discussed and said, yes, maybe she'd go and just see what they would tell her. So So she went anyway and had the screen test, the medical test done and all this. And whatever they did, they carried out whatever they were supposed to do with blood pressure and heart checks and this and your legs and your arms and so on, so on. So when it's all over, they told her that she would have the results in the post by about 7 days, working days. So a fortnight went by, and no sign of any medical reports from the Blue Crest. So I rung them up after a month, and I told them that what happened to my wife's, what do you call it, my wife's medical report. So they looked up and said, that's gone out 2 weeks ago. Now, this was a month after she having the test done. And I asked them, was they registered post? They said, no. So I said to them, look here, I'm very disappointed to hear that then, because I said, any report, a medical report, come out should be registered post. Because the first report to come out, it went to stay. Anybody neighbours could receive that report and discuss all the problems and all this.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed, yes. So I was highly annoyed about the whole slot. So behold, I said, about a month ago, the wrong was here again for to see what you want to go for another one again. So I said to her, it's up to yourself. But I wouldn't advise you because I said the way the trees were the last time.
John, just to confirm that, are you saying that they didn't send out, or it wasn't their practice to send out these results by registered post?
I asked them, well, they don't do registered post for any of these medical results, which I think is a bit, after paying €149, could they not spend a few euros to put a bit of private information in a registered mail? I'm sure that you would think of the very same lines as I'm thinking of. If you would not like to see your medical report sent in, put in the post, and it's liable to go anywhere.
Well, it's very private, obviously.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, that again.
Yeah, who, is that Tony?
Tony.
Yes, Tony. Tony.
There's two things now that worry me about what I've just heard. Now, I'm very happy that the man beforehand got a good service from Bluecrest. That's great. If they're doing the job right and they're doing it great, hands up and fair play. And he's right, they are quite inexpensive by comparison to others. But I've had scans. I've had MRIs. As I said to everyone, I was a smoker. I've given them up because my circulatory system is my veins are starting to clog from all for the 40 years of smoking. But the results of my scans are not only given to me into my hand, but they're also posted to my GP, and I'm told that my GP will analyse them and explain them to me. Because in other words, I might misinterpret the information provided. If they're posting out information, that's even worse, in my opinion. Because clearly, you know what they say about Google Health. You know, it's frightened the life out of a lot of people. People who and medical encyclopedias used to have the same result. A little bit of knowledge is can be dangerous. So the bottom line is, the likes of, if I'm sent for a scan or an MRI or whatever by my GP, it's under the guidance of either the GP or a specialist, and the information is given to them to explain and interpret properly.
Well, we've had a lot of issues now in this country in recent months about information that should maybe have been passed on to patients that wasn't passed on particularly.
Can I come in? In my case, I know that the report I got, by the way, I'm lucky enough to be in pretty good health. It did go to my GP as well, and we were able to discuss any issues on it. So, but I think it's probably a good idea, this idea of registered post, because especially if you have sensitive information, you simply wouldn't want to put in the regular mail.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to leave it there. Just to say, we have made several attempts to contact Bluecrest over a number of months now. Hopefully, we will get a response from them soon. But there, we'll take a break.